This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563. Appreciate the time you guys spend with me again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being involved, being engaged, which is what you should be. I say it to you all the time, and I mean it. Without being engaged, without being involved, without being informed, you sound like, yeah, I'm going to say it, you sound like them. And you never, you never, You never want to sound like them. That simple. Anyway, again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of elections going on tonight. And we'll just keep an eye open on what's going on. Eyes or eye open. David Sussman's going to join me the next hour. And reason being, obvious, he's keeping an eye on all this. He'll be all over this. We have returns coming in from South Dakota, New Jersey, California, many other places. The Montana will get some. Hopefully, we'll get some information from them soon. 855-REAL-JOE. If you have anything to say, you want to add to this? I already got a couple of emails. No, I am. I am not an ageist. But come on, in all reality, right? In all reality, how do you expect? Is Grassley 89 or am I wrong here? Because if I'm wrong, let me know. I mean, I'll apologize. But if Grassley is 89 or coming up on 89 or even in his mid-80s, go home to your grandchildren. He's one of us, but still. Seriously. You know, and the Democrats are trying to take the seat away from him. I'm not so sure that's going to be hard to do. Anyhow, let me see. Thune and Noem, they win their primaries in South Dakota. You know, Trump calls for Thune to be ousted. You know, the funny thing about this is everybody's hanging their hat on what Trump has to say. And we shouldn't be. You know, he's pushing for people. He wants his people. He tends to be one of those guys who will first look and see if you're going to support him, right? Before they turn around and whether they can do a good job or not. That's something you should be looking at. Senate Minority Whip John Thune and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem both will win their primaries. Former President Trump, though, previously called for Noem to primary Thune, who is a close ally of Trump's nemesis, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Noem declined, though, and is now on her way to a smooth reelection into South Dakota. You know, she does a great job. You know, I love you people who sometimes will get on my case when I say things like that about certain people, but I don't agree with everything my wife wants to do. She doesn't agree with everything I want to do. Thank God we love each other because she'd probably get me while I'm sleeping. But seriously. So when somebody does something that you think is the wrong thing to do, look at the bigger picture. What are they getting done? What are they actually doing? Before you decide they don't deserve another chance. Right? 855-REAL-CHAIR, 855-732-5563. Representative Bernie Thompson, a Democrat out of Mississippi, looks like he's going to pull his primary off, too. He's the chairman of the January 6th committee. Yeah, I don't know. Do you want to call it the January 6th committee? I don't know. Farce? How's that? As soon as we get some information on the San Francisco race is the one I'm really, really, really excited about. I want to see this DA gone. I want to see them vote to recall him. And then it'll give me hope for the one in Los Angeles. They got to, they're the ones making it unsafe. They're the ones making it worse. You know? Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know, the other night, Mountain Area Pregnancy Services Center in North Carolina, a pregnancy center that provides free help and resources to mothers in need. It was vandalized by pro-abortion people. The place is a shambles. It's really terrible what they did to it. But think about something. It's no longer a woman's choice. This is, I'm telling you, they're lying to you. This is obvious. When you do this kind of damage to this place, free services, they don't want you to choose these services. They want you to choose abortion, period. So it's not about a woman's right to choose. It's about doing what we want you to do. This is proof positive. Again, I say, there is no way you can get me to believe anything otherwise. Right? When a woman is trying to, wants it, real information on whether to have a baby or not, these places should be there for her. Now, some yo-ho has already said, you know, already said, he said, you understand the irony of what you're saying? Yeah, actually I do. It's not irony, it's reality. Nobody's ever said, look at, it's still a life. Any way you cut it, it's a life. Joe Mesidi, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, fellow, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. We're talking about these pro-women's choice people. And they've been destroying or causing damage to more and more of these pregnancy centers. Real pregnancy centers, not abortion centers. And a Mountain Area Pregnancy Services in North Carolina, pregnancy center, that provided free help and resources to mothers in need. Right? Aren't they the ones always saying, you know, the Planned Parenthood places provide free services? Well, here you go, free services. But the problem is that they're not a pro-abortion place. So this is what I'm trying to tell you guys. They don't believe in pro-choice. They don't believe in a woman's right to choose. They only believe that you should abort your baby. That's it. They should change their slogan. Don't ruin your life. Choose abortion. That should be their slogan. You're not ready for a baby. Don't ruin your life. have an abortion. No place for them to, this is just amazing to me. And when you think about it, these are the same people that are horrified when an abortion doctor is threatened or an abortion clinic is somehow defaced. Totally horrified. So when does that happen? When do we hardcore start calling them out on this stuff? We need to. They don't want the options. You either you choose abortion or you're just wrong. You're bad. You're wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's stuff like this, truly, that will cause that civil war that nobody wants to talk about. Right? I mean, seriously. Well, I'm not calling for one. I don't want one. I don't want to encourage people to have one. But people are only going to be able to take this for so long. Look, it's like this, what was that, the drag queens over there. First of all, what parents take their kids to a drag show? I gotta ask. You really think it's exciting for your 5 or 6-year-old to see some man dressed up as a woman shaking his butt in her face, your kid's face? Really? Not only that, the footage from inside the gay bar in Dallas, right, where whoever hosted a drag show for children, because it was Pride Month, the sign behind the woman dancing says, "It's not going to lick itself." I'm sorry. How do you as parents, or whatever, how do you people justify this? This is insane. I mean, really, it's utterly insane that you're going to use sexual innuendos while kids are there from 5, 6, 7. Right? Just amazing. So I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, over last year, I know, hitting stuff rapid fire because I want to. 100,000 Americans died last year from drug overdoses. 100,000. Far more than any suicide or homicide with a firearm. Many of those, the majority of those, from fentanyl overdoses, coming in over the borders, from the cartels and the illegals coming in. And what are the Dems doing about it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Well, so I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused here. Why are we supposed to take you seriously? How are we supposed to take you seriously? When you've done nothing about these to begin with? Not going to happen. Nobody believes you anymore. Well, I don't know if they believed you before. I'm not joking, seriously. I don't know how I do it either. 855-ROLL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Maybe they don't want to stop the drug use. Maybe they want to keep the quote-unquote war on drugs going without really keeping the war on drugs going. Anyway. I love this thing. If you're silent, then you're for gun violence. No. It's not a matter of being silent. Why? So you can dox us? Come to our homes? Send ignorant people here to try to make us feel bad? Yeah, no thank you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, the, what's this? Who just sent me this? Would you tell me what state it is? That would be nice too. I can't read it unless I know what state it's from. You know, I was reading the other day about these school shooters, the majority of them being here in California. And yet, we have the toughest gun laws in the country. So, I would love to know. I would love to understand somebody to sit here who believes in gun control, who believes that California's doing the right stuff. Show me how that is. Right? Show me how that plays out. I'm really curious to know. Because I don't see it here. Anywhere. All right, now I gotta rush you up before we go to commercial. I don't even know what to do with this. Right? So here's the way they're couching this. New York laws to allow for green burials. Now, first thought, you're going, oh, that's kind of cool. Green burials. What is a green burial? Well, a green burial, well, let me give you another term for it. Human composting. That's right, you heard me. New York is one step closer to becoming the next state to offer green burials. Now, the latest report is the New York State Legislature has passed a bill that would legalize human composting. The alternative to burying or cremating a human remain allows facilities to use natural organic reduction for the decomposing of bodies in and above ground containers. And then transferring what's left of the decomposition to the ground. It's just amazing. You know, this is all the eco-freaks doing this. Because cremation, because it uses natural gas, hurts the ecosystem. And so do putting, you know, cement holders with caskets inside of them, the whole thing. It's terrible. Terrible thing we're doing to the environment. The state senate passed their bill 61-2. And now the assembly passed the bill 98-52 on Wednesday. Kathy Hochul, she signs it into law. The measure will take effect in 90 days. Unreal. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more lunacy coming up after the break.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's a script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed 9 bipartisan bills into law Tuesday, all connected to military veterans. One dramatically broadens federal care for those who served near toxic burning pits. The White House said all the bills will improve veterans' access to care.
Our veterans and our military families represent literally the best of America. We can never fully repay the debt to all of you. Every veteran and family member of a veteran who serves has made our lives, our liberty, and our very nation possible. We owe you, and we thank you.
Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are holding around 600 people in, quote, torture chambers in occupied Kherson. In addition, officials said they're being held in inhumane conditions while journalists and militants are undergoing torture at the hands of the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
See your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Got a lot of funny comments during the break. We're talking about a new form of compost. And you know what I'd like to know, though? Look at people. If you're just tuning in, this is Joe Mazzini Show, and we are not politics 24/7. I got to talk about other stuff. Things that kind of make you chuckle, giggle, shake your head, and go, I can't believe I'm living on this planet. But can you imagine? State of New York has just passed a law. If it is signed by the governor, it'll go into effect in about 90 days. And it's all about human composting. Now, it's been legalized in Washington, Oregon, and Colorado as an environmentally sustainable and cost-effective way to reuse bodies after death. Right? It's similar to the process that farmers use to compost livestock. We're not livestock. We're human beings. Look, what are you telling me next? We could fix the starvation problem? Oh, that's right. They don't want real meat anyhow. So say, why don't we use human flesh? Why don't we cook that? If we're going to go down that road. How many of you would actually eat, though, food? Well, they're not going to tell us anyway. But how many of you would eat food that was grown in human compost or using human compost? Right? I mean, I've used compost before, but never with carcasses. It's always, you know, chicken poo and food that we had from the table. Right? Vegetables. Fruits, that kind of stuff. But human flesh, I don't know. I got a problem. I have a big problem with that. Anybody else? Or is it just me? Anyway. According to CBS, the Washington State-based company Recompose can turn a body into soil within 30 days by putting human remains in a coffin-like vessel with straw, alfalfa, wood chips, and then adding carbon and nitrogen. Family can choose then to bury, scatter, or donate the remains to the environmental these conservation projects. I just love this. The and if you see these things, if you see these composting holders for humans, you might be a little wigged out there too. The process is known as natural organic reduction. Oh, come on! It's considered more eco-friendly than buying or cremating the dead. As much as 1,600 acres of land are needed to bury loved ones each year. That can lead to soil and groundwater pollution from embalming process, while cremation contributes to 534 pounds of carbon dioxide with each cremation. Oh, what? No, I'm not buying it. Or 360,000 tons of CO2 annually on top of, well, why can't we just pay carbon credits? Right? We're going to run out of land, or we're going to be using land for the purpose that maybe we don't have to. And then that dirt can be used by family. You can bring it home and use it as fertilizer. God, Amy Pollan is one of the people that put this out there. Let her use it as fertilizer first. Let's see how that works out. Right? I mean, seriously. And what's your compost? Your son, your daughter, your husband? Really, give it some thought. I'm curious. This is sick. Where have we come? Now, look at, I get that some people don't believe in a God. They don't believe that your life is sacred. They don't believe your body is sacred. They don't believe any of that. I guess if you want to go ahead and cremate your body or do whatever you want to do with it, I mean, weren't they doing something with trees at one point? They would bury your body under a tree, or they would bury your body in the ground, and then they would put a tree on top of it or over it. And you would, you know, as your body turned to compost, back into dust or whatever, you help that tree grow. Now, what if you had, like, if you died of cancer or you died of some rare disease, do you really want to spread that to the tree? I'm not being insensitive. I'm thinking of all the crazy stuff they come up with. Right? I like the fact that we're going to run out of land. No, we're not going to run out of land. We'll be fine. You know, but the fact that I'd like to see these people start it. You start it. You do it. You start eating fruits and vegetables grown with your loved ones. Some of the critics, including the New York State Catholic Conference, have argued against the process. It's disrespectful and undignified. Not everyone shares the same beliefs with regard to the reverent and respectful treatment of human remains. We believe that there are a great many New Yorkers who would be uncomfortable at best with this proposed composting fertilization method. Besides, do I get to choose whether I want to buy food that this was used for? Right? I mean, fertilizer is what? It's made up of vegetable trimmings, eggshells, and now we're going to add human bodies into the mix? Cemeteries would have to oversee the process. Remains not collected by family would be scattered in a designated garden or area. Think about that. So somebody doesn't claim the body. You don't even know your grandmother died. Then you find out. You find out that, you know, she's pushing up tomatoes somewhere. The big push here is it could also help the state's goal of 85% reduction of in economy-wide emissions. God. From 1990 levels by 2050. Oh, well, you know, it's for the ecosystem. We're good, right? I don't even know. I don't even know what to do with that. And some of you guys just tuning in, you're going to go, oh, did I just tune in like to the freak show? Yeah, you could almost say that. Doesn't it sound that way? But these stories are out there. These are real things that are happening. And you're not going to find out. You're not going to be able to speak to them unless you have a clue that they're going on. A lot of people don't even know they're going on. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, again, I think that was this today. Yeah, today. The White House is announcing there's a mass exit from the White House. And remember something, every time somebody either left or got fired from the Trump administration, anybody with me here? It was a big deal, wasn't it? No, come on, really. Wasn't it? I mean, it was all over the news. Trump's White House is falling apart. Got all this going. I mean, you just never heard the end of it. And now you've got It's even worse with this administration. And you're not hearing a word. Not a single word. But the White House did announce that more press team departures are on the way or happening. The I won't say it'll be nice. Is her name Jean Pierre? She said the White House Rapid Response Director Mike Aguin and White House Press Assistant Michael Kikawa would be leaving to serve in the public affairs at the U.S. Treasury. On a sad note, our dear friend and colleagues will be leaving us for the Treasury, where he will serve as Deputy Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs. Gwynne has served as White House Director of Rapid Response for the past 16 months. What are they rapid responding to? Right? I mean, really, what are they? They don't respond to anything rapidly except to hide things from us. Yet amidst these often emotionally wretching stories, Gwynne's poise and moral clarity are unfailing. His willingness and ability to step up has made him an indispensable member, unlike me. Joining Gwynne at the Treasury Department will be our very own Michael, whatever. He will serve as spokesperson. You know, his relentless work, ethic and dedication to the mission of the team has been second to none. The reason I'm reading this, though, is I'm really having a kick out of this, because this is what they believe to be true integrity. Right? These people that are lying to us and feed us with all kinds of misinformation, those are the people they see as people of integrity. Love it. Jen Psaki has stated a while back that the White House team would be undergoing a staff shakeup ahead of the midterm elections. I mean, does anybody know how her show's doing over at MSNBC? Did it even make it through the first week? Just curious. Double C's your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. We want you to be part of the solution, seriously. So, speaking of being part of the solution, I love this stuff. So, a black conservative on The View took them to task. You know what's really funny about this on a regular basis is I find it interesting that hardcore black liberals, liberal at any cost, for any reason actually, these hardcore black liberals find that a conservative black liberal has either been brainwashed, is stupid, is ignorant, is whatever, doesn't remember, or just trying to please the white man. Interesting how they have to put them down. I guess in order to make themselves feel, but I don't know any other way to put it. So, I want you to hear this. And hear about this black conservative going at it with another black woman on The View and basically saying, stuff it, you don't know what you're talking about. And I think it's about time, frankly, honestly. Take a listen.
Fox News viewer has been seeing for a year and a half this play out over and over again. Rioters.
Let me start this off.
Somewhere else? No, somewhere else? No, I think the average Fox News viewer has been seeing for a year and a half this play out over and over again. Rioters attack our Capitol. We've seen it on every single channel, even Fox Local, if you watch that. So people understand exactly what happened. And so what is the smoking gun here? What
we
is the breaking
yet.
News?
Well,
I know,
what
but
we're waiting for.
People will turn in once the Department of Justice says, okay, here are the charges.
Well, I have
because
to disagree
wait,
with
well,
you
wait,
there.
Let me finish. We want some criminal charges if that's what you want. That's what we'll see next. We're not even going to see that in these nine hearings.
No.
And then if we think about the actual intention of this, there's a sentiment that Democrats need to rebrand this midterm message, right? So by airing this, you're going to remind everybody, like, hey, Trump is aligned with other conservatives, and even though that's not always true, there's plenty of people who spoke out against this. And so now, reminder, don't vote for these people in the midterms because you want to keep the majority. And I think that that is a losing message by looking in the past and not looking in the future, because there's things on top of mind for people. There are things like feeding your baby, which I talked about yesterday. There are things on top of mind like people wanted to know if a recession is looming. There are things on top of mind like wondering how to pay for your gas.
Oh, my God. She spoke the truth. It drove them nuts. They didn't know how to shut her up. They didn't know what to do with it. And that's what we need more of. We need more of these people. I'm sorry, black community, women, whatever, Asian. You need to be speaking up about how the Democrat Party is playing you and has been playing you for decades. Burger King, did you guys hear about this? Burger King launched a new Pride Burger, I guess. And this is not from The Onion or anything like that. The burger is called the Pride Burger, right? And the burger, I can't even. It's a hamburger with two equal buns. And what they mean by that is, when you look at the picture, it's obviously a Whopper or Whopper Jr., something along those lines. And it has two of the top of the buns on one burger, right? So that you'd have two tops on the burger. And it has two bottoms. Again, showing, I guess, talking about pride. Showing pride, I guess. I don't know what else to say. Now we're in the burger world. It's now laying out I don't even know where to go with this. I don't even know why I brought it up, frankly. Because none of this makes any real sense. Everything is in Pride Month. Everything you're seeing logos with the rainbow. I mean. Do we do that Black History Month? Curious. And what does that do for these companies, for real? I would love to know how this helps their cause. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey, you know, Elon Musk is he may pull out this $44 billion Twitter acquisition deal. And this may have been his plan all along. I want you to think about something. We all know that Twitter had a boatload of bots. We all know that Twitter was playing a game with most of us. And that a lot of these accounts, maybe not as many as we found out about, but a lot of these accounts were bogus. I remember when they pulled they pulled 60,000 ultimately users from us on Twitter. They said the accounts were not real or they were dead accounts or what have you. The problem was that one of the accounts they pulled was mine, a secondary account that I had. So they can say that all they want to. It's just not true. So now Musk pops in and says, hey, I want to know which one of these bots are fake. You've got a lot of them. He's questioning over 20 million of them, saying he believes there's well over 20 million bots or fake accounts on Twitter. Here's the problem, though, that they're going to run into. If he proves this, I mean, why else would Twitter be resisting circumventing, sidestepping him trying to get a report on how many of those counts are probably fake? So either they come clear, they give him what he wants, or some material breach of the terms of their merger agreement. Right? And he even posts up part of the agreement. It says, Mr. Musk reserves all rights resulting therein, including his right not to consummate the transaction, and his right to terminate the merger agreement, the letter signed by the attorneys for Twitter. Now, Musk waived due diligence when he moved to buy the company, seemingly to hasten the acceptance of the bid. And they were giving him bad information. But here's where it really could get bad for them. Big time bad. Is if Musk can prove that 20 million plus of those accounts were bad, weren't real, then this is easy. They can go after the advertisers of old can go after Twitter with a vengeance because they lied about how many accounts they had. They lied about how much play those things would get. They lied, you know, about how many eyeballs they would get in front of. Right? So, again, when you look at this as a whole, do you think he put them there? That you think he went after it that way, looking for that to happen? I'm just curious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I love this. I get the biggest kick out of some of this because, again, I think it's right in your face. Right in front of your face. So I don't know if you guys know this, but there's been a little sneaky thing going on. Conversations. Well, like, that's anything new, but conversations going on at the Capitol to update / get rid of the Electoral College. So if you really know how the Electoral College works, if you really understand how it works, you'd understand how safe it makes us. Really, from the bigger cities. And it really does. But there's more to it than that. It's the way it's laid out. It's the way it was meant to work. I don't know if some of you know this, but the Electoral Count Act of 1887 was put into place to help Congress really certify a presidential election with more certainty to make sure that cheating wasn't going on. And maybe the place to do that, the place to reform it, is there in that act. Go back to that act and open it up. Now, presidential elections are complicated, but they don't have to be. And it's the one position that that voters, and this is what the left uses to say, why not? Why can't we vote them directly? It's the one area that we don't directly elect the president with a popular vote. Right? The different states are allotted electoral college or electors, and they take the results of the vote back to D.C., right? They're delegates, I guess. They take those votes back to D.C., and they cast a vote representing what their state wanted. What has happened in the past is the Dems have said, no, they don't have to vote that way. There's nothing that says that they have to vote that way. Boy, they're digging hard, huh? And then he said, nothing like this has ever been done before. Oh, how quick they forget how many times they contested an election. Like this. 2001, 2005, 2017. Shall I go on? Many times they've done it. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. David Sussman's going to join me. We're going to talk about some of the results that are happening across the country. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.